Hey, this is your Olympic hero, Kurt Angle, and you're listening to Snug Wrestling. Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
All right.
You know, why it took three? Oh, well, wow.
You guys ready?
Let's finish the thought there.
Nah, it's not important. You guys are talking about some non-wrestling stuff that doesn't matter. We're here to talk about wrestling.
We're here to talk about wrestling.
We're here to talk about some serious stuff here, you guys. We're here to not this cartoony bullshit that you guys like. This
the
fucking
of the all right, let's get into this. The crack of Rhea's ass.
Don't get us banned. You said, all right.
You said talk about something serious.
Yes. some
that's pretty serious to me.
Some serious business here, you guys.
That's life or death.
All right, shut the fuck up. Go on mute.
It's real to me, damn it.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Snug Wrestling Podcast. I'm Edgar. I'm the host. Welcome to the Snug Crew, Mr. Blood, Toxic BT. No Tommy. Tommy is, what is Tommy doing? I forgot. What is he up to?
He is currently, our fellow thespian is actually in a play right now going through rehearsal season.
Oh, that's right. He's out there
reading his predictions tonight.
Yeah, he's out there doing the acting thing. Yeah, that's right. Well, you guys, we are days away from Money in the Bank, and I'm pumped as shit for this because it's going to be a full day of wrestling because we also got Worlds Collide. But we're not going to do predictions for Worlds Collide. We're going to do predictions for Money in the Bank. So are you guys ready? How you guys doing? How has your guys' week been so far?
Yay.
Really good, other than today. I won't go into it, but if you want to hear a funny story about my interaction with some teenagers early today, go to my channel, Mr. _ BLUDD.
I don't know if we need to hear about that just came out Mr. Blood. Can you be a little bit more specific?
Some teenagers tried me today on my way back from the store, and decided they were going to flip me off and yell non sequiturs at me and racial slurs through my window when they were cutting me off trying to go down the street because they wanted to do wheelies in the street.
Oh,
I tried to go around. They would cut me off. I tried to go back. They would cut me off. They were antagonizing me on purpose. So when they tried to run away after they cussed me out, I reversed my Mustang at 30 miles an hour and I chased them down the street until one of them fell off his bike, screamed out the window, "Don't mess with adults and strangers. You non sequitur, woman's private part entered here." And then he's like, then I fucking drove off.
God damn it. These fucking kids.
Stupid kids.
Yeah.
I would be doing better personally, but for those who don't know, I had a bit of an accident earlier this week. Hurt my arm, grazed the back of my wrist, and grazed my elbow as well. So unfortunately, I was unable to work, so I had to skip work this morning, which is why I slept in, because the bruising has been so fucking bad. But I'm just happy to be here personally, and let's get into some wrestling.
Hopefully this wrestling talk that we do will help everyone get their mind off whatever is happening in you know, this fucking crazy world. So let's get into this wrestling world. And let's get into the matches for Money in the Bank. And we are going to start off with the Women's Intercontinental Championship match between Becky Lynch and Lyra Valkyrie. This feels like match number 107 because these two ladies have been feuding for a really long time, it feels like. Lyra Valkyrie is 2-0 on Becky Lynch. Becky Lynch, this is either she either gets the win, she gets the title finally, or Lyra Valkyrie goes over a third time, which is kind of what I'm hoping for. But we've been seeing these two go back and forth the last few weeks in these promo battles. This past Monday night, they got a little bit of physicality finally. But are you guys even looking forward to this match? If so, what are you guys hoping that the outcome of this is going to be?
So this match specifically, It's kind of hard for me to say I'm looking forward to it because you guys know I've been very, very opinionated on this. I, at nauseam, was very frustrated that this feud even needed to happen now when it should have happened last year before Becky even left. Like, before they okayed her to, you know, saunter off, this feud should have happened, or they should have fucking begged her or paid her whatever they were going to pay her to get her to come back to run this feud in the middle of last year once Lyra got the IC title. Because this feud was holding its breath. Lyra's entire main roster career was holding its breath for the return of Becky Lynch so that they could run this feud. And we knew this feud was what they wanted to do forever ago when they were having Becky basically sing Lyra's praises, put her over on NXT, and act like she was the second coming of Jesus over and over again before Becky left. We finally get here. They booked like a year's worth of booking between these two in one day, 24-hour period between WrestleMania and then that Monday night on Raw. It was like a year's worth of will they, won't they, break up, you know, friendship, split, heel turn booking, like a year's worth of storytelling they crammed into 24 fucking hours. And their matches have been fine. They've been fine to really good. But look, this is the third one. It's kind of obvious here. They're, Becky's going over. You're not going to have Becky do the job three fucking times. You're not. Lyra's already gotten the rub twice. They're going to put that title on Becky because they need that title to shine. They need it to shine because I guarantee you they're setting it up for Becky versus Bayley for that IC title, getting closer and closer to SummerSlam. And I guarantee you that's the match they want. So let's get through this match. I'm sure it'll be good to great. Maybe get some This Is Awesome chance. And then let's just move on from this feud because this feud was a cluster. And on top of that, it fell apart because it took too long for us to get here. We're talking this feud should have happened a year ago. A year. And now they've shotgunned it. And now we're already at the third match. Let's just get it over with. Let the girls do their work. Swap the title holder. And then let's get to Becky Bayley.
Give me one second really quick because I want to give a couple shout outs to AR and the Real Life Hobbit who are hanging out with us right now. What's going on, you guys? Thanks for being here. AR believes that Becky wins to set up the rivalry with Bayley, then Lyra versus Bayley. Thank you for your prediction, AR. Go ahead, Tom.
Just like Backlash, I really don't care for this match. It's not that I have a problem with either the woman, because I don't. I just not interested in it. Everything on the card just outshines this for me. I'm not interested in this. But if I were to pick a winner, it's got to be Becky. Like, think about it. It's been since what? How long does Lyra hold the IC title?
Almost 6 months now? Seven?
Almost 6 to 7 months. Over on SmackDown, the Women's United States Champion, that's already changed. Like, it's not Chelsea anymore. It's Zelina. We've already had a title change with the Women's Mid-Card on SmackDown. I'm just ready for one for the Women's Intercontinental Champion on Raw. So, the only reason why I picked Becky is so we can have a title change.
Yeah, just really quick, we got another comment from Alondra Montanez. Are you guys doing Money in the Bank predictions? Yes, we are. We are doing Money in the Bank predictions right now as we speak.
So I'd like to correct myself. So Lyra won the Intercontinental Championship on January 13th this year. So she has held that title for nearly 5.5 months already. And she's had less than like 5 defenses, maybe 4. So yeah, but this is going to be Tommy's prediction. So Tommy's prediction, short and sweet. Tommy says, unfortunately, Becky to win the women's IC title. So that is Tommy's prediction for the evening.
God damn, even when he's not here, he's still haunting us, huh?
Yeah, I'm in the same boat as Toxic here. I really don't care for this match personally. I want Lyra to win so badly, but I know it's going to be Becky because, yeah, like Mr. Blood said, Becky's not going to do the job twice and not get anything out of it in return. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I'm going to have to go for Becky, unfortunately, but I'll be cheering on Lyra all the way.
Yep, I'm going to be cheering Lyra all the way. Becky, I know you hear me, girl. Do the right thing, Becky. Do the right thing. Put Lyra over for the third time. Think about the future. Think about the future, Becky. Lyra's
we don't need no Becky Hogan.
No, we don't. We don't need it. We don't need Becky with that title. So I'm going Lyra all the way here, y'all. All right, you guys ready for the next match? I think this match, I believe, is going to be the main event. The tag team match between the greatest wrestler of all time, Logan Paul, versus the GOAT, John Cena. I mean, teaming up with the GOAT, John Cena, versus Cody Rhodes and Jey Uso. There's a lot of people that aren't really interested in this match, which to me is kind of ridiculous because there's a lot of stuff going on here. Oh, there's no build here. There's no reason to care about this match. Wrong. Jey Uso eliminated John Cena from the Royal Rumble. John Cena hasn't forgotten about that. So this goes back to the Royal Rumble. The history between Cena and Cody. Cena beat Cody at WrestleMania. And then we saw Logan Paul and Jey Uso. They've been going at it. So I'm interested in this match. I'm looking forward to this match a lot, actually. Toxic, what do you think is going to be the outcome to this one?
Okay. Before I get to the outcome, there is actually a lot of story. It goes all the way back whenever Cody and Jey was feuding with the OG Judgment Day. Like, we're talking Damian Priest, Rhea, Finn, Dom, and I'm pretty sure JD at the time, around Fastlane time. So, yeah, there is some story. I'm also glad that we're getting Cody and Jey teaming again. I just like them as a tag team. Not that they should stay as a tag team. I don't think so. But, yeah, I got Cody and Jey on this because it's not really – it's not really because I think the winner of the Money in the Bank is going to cash in on either Cena or Jey in the match. It's because of Cena. Because last Friday we saw Logan and Cena have a little bit of tension between them. And I think Cena is going to just walk out on Logan and Jey pins Logan.
Alrighty. Tommy's prediction for this match of Jey Uso and Cody Rhodes versus John Cena and Logan Paul is Jey and Cody for the tag match.
Shun, sweet. Love it. This has been very tricky to decide who should win this and who should lose. This has been very tricky for me on my part because it could go either way for me, honestly. But if I had to choose, the one that would make a lot of sense, for me, it sounds a bit twisted, but I'm going to go with John and Logan. I just feel like there could be a deeper, darker story that they're trying to tell here. So if John and Logan get that win, I think we could go down that route, but I'm not going to be mad if Cody and Jey get the win. But yeah, part of me feels like John and Logan are going to sneak in that victory at some point. So yeah, I'll go John and Logan.
Sorry, guys. I was fucking around with something. For me, this one has also been odd because there's two ways this could possibly end. You have Cody and you have Jay, right? On one side, you have the World Heavyweight Championship. On the other side, you have the WWE Undisputed Champion. You can't pin either of those two men. Cody also just came back. You cannot start out his new returning momentum right after Mania by having him lose his first match back after already losing at Mania. That means Logan is the only one who makes the most sense to eat the pin. Now, here's the other side of that. The only way I could see either John or Jay getting pinned is if whoever wins the men's Money in the Bank match, if this winds up being the main event, which is kind of weird for a Money in the Bank that the Money in the Bank is not the main event. But if it is the main event, I'm imagining we're going to at least get a faint or fake cash in, meaning that whoever wins the men's Money in the Bank is going to see both champions down, or one of them is going to be down, and perhaps they're going to try to run it and cash in. It's not going to be successful. Maybe I'm assuming Cody Rhodes will interfere and stop it if it's on Jay, or he'll stop it even if it's on John because he wants to beat John. However, I'm assuming that will cause a distraction that would cause Jay to get pinned or cause John to get pinned, because the only way I can see them eating a pin and being protected is if it was due to outside interference. So it's not a straight loss. It's a loss that happened due to distraction, and that somewhat protects them in the finish. But those are the only two options. Either a fake cash-in causes one of these two men to get pinned, or Logan, or John walks out, or Logan just eats the fucking pin because maybe Cody goes crazy on John. They fight them their way away from the ring, and then you get a nice clean spear off of Jay. But yeah, that's what I personally think could happen.
Yeah, definitely. I'm also going, I'm going with Jay and Cody, specifically because Jay is going into defending his World Heavyweight Champion the following Monday night versus Gunther. So I don't think Jay could go into his world title match with a loss or eating a pin. The other thing too, last week on Friday Night SmackDown, we saw a little bit of tension between John Cena and Logan Paul, where Logan Paul kind of bumped John Cena and was like, come on, like they had like this weird stare down. So I think they're going to do that thing where like, oh, can these two get along? But so, yeah, I'm going Cody versus Jay, but like every way that I look at this, it's interesting to me. You have John Cena, who's a heel. You team him up with the most hated guy in the WWE. That's like, that's heat. You can call it go away heat, call it whatever you want. But this is heat. I think this pairing with Logan Paul and John Cena, I think is great. And also Toxic, what he brought up a good point. Cody and Jay, they're former tag team partners, former tag team champions. So I'm excited for this. It's going to be interesting to see who actually takes the pin. I think it's going to be Logan Paul. But if it's John Cena, I wouldn't be mad at it. But yeah. Jay and Cody all the way, y'all. That's what I think. All right, you guys, let's go into these Money in the Bank matches. Let's start off with the women's Money in the Bank one, because we have Alexa Bliss, Rhea Ripley, Roxanne Perez, Julia, Naomi, and Stephanie Vacker. So I don't know how I feel about this list of women that we have for this match, but Tommy, he's up. Mr. Blood, why don't you read off Tommy's prediction real quick?
All right. Tommy's answer kind of surprised me. Can you go ahead and tell me who's all in this match one more time there, Snug? Okay. So he's got Rhea for Miss Money in the Bank due to the story still being there with Io. Okay.
Can I be honest with you guys? I really don't give a fuck who wins the women's Money in the Bank match. I really don't. Because I can't even keep track of the fucking story anymore. Because of how sideways they've booked the whole women's division. Like, they didn't even mention to us that Julia was moving the SmackDown until a random SmackDown episode that she just walks out of Nick Aldis's fucking office. And talk about putting a rocket on Stephanie Vakier, right? Fucking, if she wins that briefcase, you better know what the fuck you're doing with her. Because if you have her win that shit for no fucking reason, just to showcase her as the new debutante, I just feel like it's jeopardizing her position in the company. You know what I mean? Like, it's pushing her too quickly. So, yeah, it's way all over the place, honestly. The one person that I would choose, not just because I've become a simp for her, but I'm going to go Roxanne. What a shock fest that would be. The prodigy making her mark with the Money in the Bank briefcase. I could see it clear as day. And that's how Roxanne and Liv Morgan start their complications. I reckon they could do something there if Roxanne wins that. So those are my thoughts.
Before you go on, Mr. Blood, I got a couple shout-outs real quick to LuisBra2414 says, Jay and Cody all day. Hashtag, I can't believe I'm going to say this, Yeet Gang. And he also says, brother, my daughter loves your Sonic hoodie. Dope, bro. So shout-out to Luis. Thank you for hanging out. Go ahead, Blood.
You know, one of the reasons I had you tell me all the names again wasn't just for the Tommy Reed, but also because I genuinely almost needed to hear everybody's names that was in this match, because part of me kind of honestly forgot some of the people that are in this match, and I'm not even going to lie. It hasn't been that interesting of a build for the Women's Money in the Bank match, if I'm being honest. That being said, it's still one of my favorite matches of every single year on the WWE calendar. But I too, and I never thought I'd say this, but before BT took the words out of my fucking mouth, I was literally going to say, I think it's got to be Roxanne Perez. I don't think Alexa makes sense. I don't think putting it on Rhea boosts her in any way. She's got accolade after accolade. You're already giving Stephanie, coming off of a massive championship run and great showings on Monday Night Raw, she doesn't need an extra push on top of the push she's already getting in her normal singles matches. And then you have whoever the fuck else is in this. Who am I forgetting? But the point is that Roxanne makes the most sense because she needs something to establish her on the main roster off the bat to prove that prodigy name. You also have to think of the fact that, yes, this will drive a massive wedge in the Judgment Day, because it's because of her that Liv is not currently in the match herself. So if she goes on to win it and then struts around the Judgment Day clubhouse holding that briefcase, Finn is going to have a field day and Liv is going to be livid. So I think she makes the most sense for storytelling purposes. I don't know if she successfully cashes in later down the line. We'll have to see. I doubt she's cashing in on EO anytime soon. But I think Roxanne, storyline-wise, for just the dissension of the Judgment Day, it's the only part of this entire match that, in my opinion, has the most story already pre-built in, and it makes the most sense.
Oh, man. Yesterday, I did Money in the Bank predictions over on the Hill Shit podcast, and I don't really care to see any of these people win, to be honest, but before I give my prediction, I want to give a quick shout out to Ryan from the No So podcast, who submitted his prediction for this women's Money in the Bank. So shout out to Ryan. Thank you for submitting your guess of who's going to win in this match. Ryan says Naomi. Naomi wins the women's Money in the Bank briefcase with help from her debuting muscle bodyguard, Jordynne Grace. It plays into their past in TNA, and even they introduced that in the 2024 Royal Rumble. Naomi is so messy with Jade, Bianca, and you add the briefcase, she knows that she's going to need backup. So, interesting take here by Ryan in the No So podcast. And so yesterday when I did my Money in the Bank predictions, I just to take a wild guess, just to pick a name, I said Stephanie Vacker because she's so hot right now. I would like to see her win it, but unfortunately, I think I agree with Ryan here. I think Naomi is like the one no one expects is going to win and is going to get the most heat if she actually wins it. I don't know, man. I think I'm going to have to change my prediction and say Naomi. But I hope Brian is wrong. I hope he's wrong, because I would not be happy about that. But I wouldn't be surprised. All right, you guys. Time for the men's Money in the Bank. This one is also kind of like the women's Money in the Bank. Kind of hard to predict, man. There's a few names on here that...
Hey, Jackass. What? You skipped me.
Ah, God damn it.
How many times are you going to fucking skip me? That's safe. Okay. The three I don't have winning. Sorry, BT. Roxanne Perez, I don't have her winning. Due to the fact of the other woman that she really loves being Liv Morgan. I think if Liv is smart enough, she knows if Roxanne gets that briefcase and goes after the title that Liv currently wants, she will have probably done what Liv did to Rhea. Okay, Naomi. I don't have her winning due to the fact of Jade Cargill. Now hearing whoever that was in the comments, I still don't have Naomi winning, but it's the fact of Jordynne Grace, her being a possibility. I just think that would be a distraction for Naomi. Who else? Hold on. I forgot who the other woman that... Oh, Alexa Bliss. I don't have her winning. Because we expect her to be in a story with the Wyatts. And she's already won. She's the only one in this match that have won a Money in the Bank briefcase. So I don't think it would be smart to have her win again. That being said, I have Julia, Rhea, and Stephanie Vacker. Julia, because I could see her pulling an Austin Theory and going after Zelina Vega with that briefcase. Yes, that would be really shitty. Waste of a briefcase. Rhea, due to the fact of what Tommy's prediction was, she still has never pinned Io. And we've heard for months since she's lost the title, I want this back. I want this back. I'm going to get this back. Stephanie, because she's working double duty on that night. At Worlds Collide, she's teaming up with Lola Vice against two AAA people. I don't remember who. Someone can let me know. That would be great. But just imagine. You have her, you gave her this massive push on Raw, making her look amazing in the triple threat qualifying match. Wouldn't it be freaking cool to see the woman working double duty come out in a ladder match. She's never even been in a ladder match. So that's one of the reasons why I have Stephanie Booker. That's actually my only reason.
Right on. Another shout out here to my homeboy Taylor from Jaded Wrestling TV. What's going on, dude? Thank you for hanging out with us. All right. Sorry about that, Toxic. I don't know. I'm off today. I guess I'm off every day, huh? Yeah. All right. You guys ready for the men's Money in the Bank now for real this time? We got the greatest tribal chief of all time, Solo Sikoa. Love you, Solo. LA Knight, Penta, Seth Rollins, Andrade, El Idolo, and the greatest luchador of all time. I'm not talking about Andrade. I'm talking about El Grande Americano for the men's Money in the Bank. Again, like I was saying earlier, kind of like the women's Money in the Bank. I don't know who I want to see come out of this. Usually, like, I know who I'm rooting for. Like, I'm like, oh, I want this guy to be champion. I want him to get the briefcase. I don't feel like that for this lineup. But who's up? I believe Mr. Blood. I believe you're next. Who do you think is going to win this one?
This is probably going to be one of the more it has to be or it has to be Money in the Banks. Meaning it either has to be Seth Rollins or it has to be LA Knight because the stories are too perfectly aligned. I think for the most part, most people are not hedging their bets on LA Knight because his momentum has fallen off so far. However, that's exactly why he would be perfect because no one's thinking he's going to get it. If he gets it, he's going after John Cena because there is a lot of story already pre-built in there from 2 years ago. It makes the most sense. And we have yet to have LA Knight comment, react, or even come face-to-face with John since he turned his back on everybody. And a war of words between those two on the microphone would be awesome. Now, as far as it's concerned, if it's not LA Knight, it needs to be Seth Rollins. For story alone, for throwing a cog in the wheel alone, or a wrench in the wheel alone, for sheer just, you have a new faction, new momentum. You need to build on that. You need to prove that you can get shit done as a faction. Otherwise, you are just going to be a flash in the pan like the original Nexus. If you cannot capitalize on all this shit you're talking, what's it worth if you can't win? That's like when Solo put his new crew together, the Bloodline 2.0 last year. This great crew that destroys people in promos and destroys people in segments where they attack and jump people. But when it comes to a match, they can't fucking get a pin to save their life. You have no momentum. You have no credibility. If Seth wins, and I will say this for the final father fucking time here, I do not think Jey Uso leaves Monday Night Raw next week the world heavyweight champion. It is either Seth or it is LA Knight, and I can't pick between the two. So my prediction is it's one or the other.
So it's supposed to be my turn, but it was BT's turn first, so I'm going to let him have my turn.
Thank you very much, Toxic. I was meaning to interrupt you. I didn't want to be rude because I let Mr. Blood and his amazing predictions come to light. I'm going to say this for the final father fucking time. It needs to be LA Knight. It needs to be. Let me ask you guys this. What is a better business decision? Give it to somebody who has already had the heist of the century 10 fucking years ago, or give it to somebody who desperately needs it more than anybody.
Yeah.
Like, motherfucker, you're telling me that LA Knight is a megastar, but is competing in three Money in the Bank matches three consecutive years in a row. Couldn't get it done in 2023, even though he was over as fuck that year. You gave it to Damian Priest. Hence the Judgment Day story. There was a bigger story with the Judgment Day, so I'll give him a pass for that. You didn't give it to him in 2024 because it was supposed to be Jey Uso, but then you gave it to Drew McIntyre for the worst fucking cash-in ever just to add Seth Rollins into the fucking rivalry, but then you make him a special guest referee at SummerSlam. Dumb decision. Dumb decision. This year, if he doesn't win that briefcase with the last chance that he has left, I think you've just destroyed his megastar push. You have completely destroyed it. Not a lot of people are going to care about him going up against John Cena in a fucking rivalry when he has that golden opportunity right in front of him. There's a bigger mark for LA Knight if he wins that briefcase. I cannot emphasize this enough. Triple H, Paul Levesque, whatever your egotistical fucking dumbass wants me to call you. Give that fucking briefcase to LA Knight. Please, for the fucking life of me. I'm not just saying this as an LA Knight fan. I'm saying this as a fan of this fucking product. Give it to somebody who needs it more. Please. I have been pleading for this man to be pushed. And every time he does, he always gets put into the shadows. And it pains me every time. So please, give this briefcase to LA Knight. Please. Please.
All right, that was Money in the Bank predictions. Let's get up out of here. The time is up. Goodbye. Good night. I'm just kidding. Go ahead, Toxic.
Yeah. Also, if you were to be skipping me, you would be skipping Tommy as well. So, yeah. Shut up. The two that I don't have winning is Chad Gable. He's just in the match for the spot where either the two luchadors, the true luchadors in the match, get unmasked, like they unmask Gable. That's the only reason why Chad Gable's in there. So I don't think he's winning. Seth Rollins, I don't have winning because of the fact they screwed Punk over. Punk is going, I have this feeling that Punk is going to screw Seth Rollins over. And then we end up seeing them two at not Money in the Bank. This is Money in the Bank. SummerSlam. I think we see them two at SummerSlam. So that means the four that I have winning, in my opinion, have worked the hardest out of all, and yes, even Solo too. They have worked the hardest, and I would like all of them equally to win this. Penta, I could see him going after Dom, because let's be honest, Penta just got here. He looks like world champion material, but I think it's too soon for Penta. Andrade, because he needs a fucking push. Major push. Solo. Yes, I have Solo winning. Because wouldn't it just be nice to see that hypocritical ass known as John Cena get cashed in on by the Teemu Tribal Chief. The Teemu Tribal Chief. The person who beat him at Crown Jewel. I would love that. And wait, what's the other one? Elliot. Out of all the four that I just mentioned, including LA Knight, in Los Angeles, I think it's LA Knight time. Third time the charm. He needs this. LA Knight needs this so badly. Like, it's almost like what we were thinking about Jay last year. He needs this. I don't see him getting screwed over like Jay did. LA Knight needs this. For the worse or the better. If he fails to cash in, okay, great. At least he held the damn briefcase. If he succeeds in the cash in, great. Sign me up.
Well, for the trifecta on the panel, LA Knight for Tommy from Money in the Bank via a Punk or Roman screwing over Seth. So he's got LA Knight. Yeah.
Yeah. So for me, it's either Seth Rollins or LA Knight. I don't see Solo winning it. I don't see Penta winning it or Andrade. Or dare I say it, the greatest luchador of all time, El Grande Americano. However, I would like to see Roman Reigns, kind of like what Tommy said, Roman Reigns show up, take Seth Rollins out. If that's the case, then LA Knight has all the opportunity in the world to win the Money in the Bank this weekend. But for me personally, now BT, this isn't personal. All right, you're going to hate me for this. I would much rather see Seth Rollins win than LA Knight. I just don't see LA Knight as a top guy anymore. And that's no fault of his. That's because I just feel like they missed the opportunity with that a long time ago. And I'm so used to seeing LA Knight in the mid card. I'm down to see him as a United States champion, Intercontinental champion. I don't know if I want to see LA Knight as the main guy because there's too many top guys right now. You got Punk. You got Drew. You got, I don't know, just a full roster of people that I would much rather see be a champion before LA Knight. Like, are we really going to see LA Knight become champion before CM Punk? Or Drew McIntyre? I know Drew McIntyre has been champion before. I mean, Bron Breakker, Jacob Fatu. There's like so many guys that would be such better champions, I think, than LA Knight. But yeah, if LA Knight doesn't get it this time around, I don't think he ever will. So
I.
One second, Mr. Bill. I'm almost done. I just want to finish my prediction. If Roman Reigns shows up, it's going to be LA Knight. If Roman Reigns does not show up, it's going to be Seth Rollins. That's my prediction. Go ahead.
I would like to say on the back of what you said, remember that the World Heavyweight title is the workhorse title, right? The WWE Undisputed Championship is the entertainment title, the entertainer title, if we're being honest. That's just how it's always been. Just like the IC title is 100% the workhorse mid-card, and the United States is the entertainer mid-card. You know? Pardon me. If LA Knight was going to win at all, it's got to be the WWE Undisputed. Because it's the only title for me that makes sense. And I know what you're saying, Snug, where you're saying, you know, look, all these other guys should have it first, but all those guys you named have either been champion or they haven't even been there as long as LA Knight. So as far as I'm concerned, I think LA Knight should be first in line for just being there longer, tenureship, bigger name, bigger star than Jacob Fatu. And Jacob Fatu just got here. He's popular, but LA Knight's a bigger star. Let's be honest. He's a bigger star than Bron Breakker. Bron Breakker just got here. LA Knight's been here longer. LA Knight was more popular longer and first. You know, they're still trying to build Bron Breakker. They're still trying to build Jacob Fatu. CM Punk never needed a title to be great. Drew McIntyre always feels like he either needs to be chasing the title or he needs to have a reason to cry about not having the title to feel like his character is actually getting momentum. But LA Knight feels like there's so much potential in him as an entertainer that not putting the championship of entertainment on him does 100% feel like a missed opportunity to me. If you don't put it, if you put it on him, it needs to be now. It needs to be now. And I don't need him to hold it for 3, 4, 5 months. Let him hold it for 2. I don't fucking care. Just give it to him once. Let him have it so he can say he's had it. So it adds to his mystique, his character, his accolades. And maybe we can get 2, 3, 4 months out of it. I don't need him to be champion for a fucking year. I just need him to be champion once. So just like Jay, main event isn't just a moniker and megastar isn't just a title.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get what you're saying. No, I wasn't saying like put the title on Jacob Fatu and Bron Breakker now. I know it's going to take a while for those two to become champions eventually, but I'm just saying I would much rather see them become champion first before LA Knight. Now, when it comes to the World Heavyweight title and the Undisputed title, to me, the World Heavyweight title is still the secondary championship. It's still the secondary belt, even though it is a workhorse title. So if LA Knight wins the briefcase, if he's going to go for a championship, a main championship, I don't see him going for the Undisputed title. I see him going for the World Heavyweight title. But that's just me.
I mean, there's just more story built into him and John, you know? But the last point I wanted to make is the reason I would say you got to put it on him now, a factor that everybody keeps forgetting, LA Knight looks fantastic. He looks like $1 million, right? We can all agree LA Knight's got a great look. He's still in his mid-40s. If you don't put it on him now, you never will. If you don't give him that lightning in a bottle now, you have wasted the potential of what you could have with him at the top. Because you saw how explosive his career got in 23. Imagine you put that world title back on him. You get back to that again. So, you know, here's hoping is all I'm saying, but I think it needs to be his moment. As much as Seth's story needs it, we can excuse that if Punk or Roman screw him out. But if it's going to be LA, it's got to be now.
Well, for all this time, that was our Money in the Bank predictions, the Snug Wrestling predictions for Money in the Bank this weekend. I hope you guys enjoyed it. We'll see how many of these matches we get right and the outcomes and all the shenanigans. It's going to be exciting, you guys. I'm looking forward to this weekend. And yeah, we'll see you guys soon. We'll probably get together again after Money in the Bank. We'll see. Until next time, let's get the fuck up out of here. My name is Edgar. I'm the host of Snug Wrestling. Good night.
4 letters. 1 word. Yeet. See you Friday.